Travelers who want to explore Canada's Rocky Mountains by train have several options from Vancouver. Three train companies offer service out of Pacific Central Station through the Bucket List destination, including Amtrak, the Rocky Mountaineer, and Via Rail. While Amtrak has routes across North America, it uses Via Rail's trains through the Rockies. However, it packages them with other things, such as accommodations, cruises, activities, and more, to offer complete vacations. Travelers who prefer to create personalized itineraries without pre-selected lodging and activities may wish to book directly through Via Rail. The Rocky Mountaineer is considered one of the world's leading luxury scenic rail operators, offering multiple tours through the Rockies featuring panoramic views, gourmet food, and knowledgeable guides. Amtrak also provides low-cost train rides to Seattle and other U.S. destinations, while Via Rail offers cross-Canada trips from the city. Here's a look at planning a train trip from Vancouver through the majestic Canadian Rockies on Via Rail, Amtrak, or the Rocky Mountaineer. Via Rail. Travelers can experience several routes on a Via Rail journey across Canada. The train from Vancouver to Toronto, known as the Canadian, can be broken down into segments if travelers want to explore some select cities. However, the train won't come through those cities daily, meaning they must stay there for at least a couple of nights before they can resume their journey. To book a multi-stop itinerary, travelers can call Via Rail and make arrangements with a representative. If they only wish to make one or two stops, it may be possible to keep the price they pay for booking, the Canadian, minus the stops. However, they should arrange this as the booking is made rather than after in case space fills up. A one-way economy class ticket from Vancouver to Toronto may cost $500 to $700 based on availability. This class of service has lots of legroom and comfortable reclinable seats. Travelers hoping to catch a decent night's sleep may want to book Sleeper Plus tickets. These tickets are in upper or lower areas where travelers can fully stretch out in a semi-private bed. There is a curtain to close at night, but the area is communal. During the day, they may be seated across from other people but also have access to other carts, including the Skyline car, the Park car, the Renaissance car, and the Dining car, based on route and season. Sleeper Plus tickets include onboard accommodations for one or two people. Passengers have access to common showers. Folks who want to travel across the country in ultimate comfort should opt for prestige class cabins. These private accommodations feature a modular leather sofa that can be transformed into a double bed, and a personal concierge. Guests can enjoy gourmet, three-course meals and watch movies from their cabin on a large flat-screen TV. Each cabin also has a private bathroom. The prestige options offer an unparalleled level of elegance, comfort and privileged service, with prices starting at $2,500. See slide 2. Passengers in sleeper class or higher can relax in the business lounge and enjoy free beverages, newspapers and Wi-Fi. Amtrak Vacations. The Amtrak train from Vancouver to Seattle is a popular option, but the company also partners with other Canadian travel providers for holiday voyages. Related: is it cheaper to take the bus or train from Vancouver to Seattle in 2024? Amtrak Vacations include hotels and day trips with the Canadian by Via Rail for travelers who want to savor their time in the Rockies. The Canadian Rockies Discovery Eastbound trip includes a 7-day journey through the Rocky Mountains that kicks off with a couple of days in Vancouver, see slide 3. On a hop-on-hop-off tour, tourists will visit the city's most popular attractions, such as Stanley Park, Granville Island, and many others. They'll also stop to get a bird's-eye view of the city from the Vancouver lookout. The Hampton Inn and Suites Vancouver is included in the price, but guests can upgrade to another accommodation. On day 3, guests will journey from downtown Vancouver to Victoria via BC Ferries to discover some Vancouver Island highlights before heading to the Rockies. See slide 4. Guests who live in Vancouver and want to skip the local highlights can call Amtrak Vacations to start with one night's hotel or simply begin on the train. This may reduce the cost of total package price, too. On day 4, passengers will board Via Rail's The Canadian from Vancouver's Pacific Central Station en route to Jasper. The journey begins with a sparkling wine send off in one of the train's many domed observation cars while passing through Vancouver's eastern suburbs and into British Columbia's agricultural heartland. Guests spend 2 days in Jasper and then enjoy a leisurely drive to scenic Banff, home to wildlife, pristine lakes, and breathtaking mountain peaks along the world-famous Icefields Parkway. The Columbia Icefield is one of the largest stretches of ice and snow south of the Arctic Circle. Guests can step out on a glass-floored observation platform to view some of the frozen wonderland. They can hop on the Ice Explorer for an interactive ride where they will get up close and personal with massive glaciers. After an overnight in Banff, travelers' head will soak in the vibrant turquoise waters of Lake Louise. They can relax at the historical Fairmont Chateau Lake Louise or enjoy activities like canoeing, camping, or wildlife viewing in the area. Passengers are transported to Alberta's largest city, Calgary, on day 9 and the trip ends the following day. The packages start at US$1,449 per person before taxes are roughly C$1,979.81 based on the current exchange rate. Several other Amtrak vacations options include the Canadian Rocky Mountains but add in some other cities south of the border. However, these packages are longer and more costly, but travelers get to see some U.S. highlights, too. Rocky Mountaineer. Western Canada's popular Rocky Mountaineer is praised for its massive picture windows and glass dome ceilings. The luxury rail tour operator takes guests on awe-inspiring trips through the Rocky Mountains, connecting Vancouver to Banff and Jasper in Alberta. Since it was founded in 1990, the Canadian Rail Tour Company has transported over 2 million guests, making it the largest privately owned premium tourist train in the world. In its Goldieve category, guests can enjoy elegantly plated meals made with local ingredients in the dining car, including mains like Alberta strip loin steak, crispy skin Lake Louise steelhead, and Fraser Valley chicken pie. There is also an outdoor viewing platform to enjoy the scenery closer to the action. Passengers can ride the train by day and then sleep in one of the company's Goldieve hotels by night. For example, guests traveling to Vancouver stay at the Fairmont Hotel Vancouver, considered a landmark in the downtown core. In Jasper, they stay at the Fairmont Jasper Lake Lodge in the wooden chalet or heritage cabin on the shores of Lac Beauvert. The company's Silverleaf menu also includes gourmet food and well-reviewed hotels. However, they aren't quite as flashy as the top-tier selection. Also, the Silverleaf menu has several entrees to choose from at dinner, while the Silverleaf only has a couple. The menu changes each night, though. Short journeys include 1 or 2 days on board the train and 1 or 2 nights in a midpoint hotel. They end in a different place than they start. Rocky's highlights include 2 or 3 days on any route, 1 or 2 nights in a midpoint hotel, 1 to 2 nights in Vancouver, 2 to 7 nights in the Rockies, and extra days to explore in the Canadian Rockies or American Southwest. These journeys also end in a different place than they begin. Circle journeys include 4 or 5 days on board on any 2 routes, 2 or 3 nights in a midpoint hotel, 1 to 2 nights in Vancouver, 2 to 6 nights in the Rockies, and also have extra days in the Rockies or American Southwest. Unlike the other options, these tours return to the same location where they began, see slide 5. Travelers should prepare to pay more for an experience on the Rocky Mountaineer than with Amtrak vacations or via rail. Since it is considered a luxury operator, the company charges a premium. For example, a 10-day Canadian Rockies Circle journey also includes stops in Jasper, Banff, Lake Louise, and a visit to the Columbia Icefields. It starts and ends in Vancouver and also includes stops in Kamloops and costs around $6,590 to $12,053 per guest.